Welcome to A Reservoir of Ideas with Mark Cooper. This week, Rethinking the Dimbach Wheel. The Data Management Association first published its Data Management Body of Knowledge in 2009. In it was the now familiar Dimbach Wheel diagram. It's undergone a few minor revisions since then, but nearly two decades later, it remains the best-known framework for data management. The Dimbach Wheel defines the specific disciplines required to handle, protect, and use data. They include data modeling and design, data storage and operations, data security, data integration and interoperability, document and content management, reference and master data, data warehousing and business intelligence, metadata, data quality, and data architecture. The focus is on the what. Each organization figures out its own how. I've seen the Dimbach Wheel used dozens, maybe hundreds of times as an outline for corporate information management and data governance proposals. Slice 1, data quality. This is what it means, and this is how we propose to do it. Slice 2, data modeling. This is what it means, and this is how we propose to do it. And so on, through all 11 slices. The Dimbach Wheel is organized around activities and artifacts, and this made sense because activities and artifacts were expensive, and that's where we needed to focus. Today, AI is disrupting all of information management and data governance, commoditizing activities and artifacts. Practitioners and thought leaders are already cataloging the use of AI in each of the 11 areas. What AI can do, can't do, will do, won't do, and shouldn't do. Now, this doesn't mean that the activities and artifacts disappear. The responsibilities actually become more important as AI lowers the cost of performing the underlying activities. What changes is where human expertise is required. We need to rethink the Dimbach Wheel, what it contains, and how we use it, and who uses it. Because let's face it, the Dimbach Wheel is intended for data professionals. A developer would probably never use it, neither would a business person, and for goodness sake, please don't take it to your executives. We lament that developers, business people, and executives don't understand or care about information management and data governance, but when this is our number one visualization, we really shouldn't be surprised. So what can we do to make the Dimbach Wheel relevant to those who aren't data professionals? Well, in my previous article, I argued that accountability is the fundamental purpose of information management. If people and organizations are going to be accountable for decisions, they need to know what information those decisions depend on, what that information means, where it came from, how trustworthy it is, and what limitations it has. That gives us a different way to look at the Dimbach Wheel. Consider data quality. This wedge includes activities such as defining expected content, monitoring, profiling, cleansing, and exception handling. In this case, AI will automate almost all of it. So instead of asking how does AI change data quality, I propose a different question. What is the purpose of data quality? The function of data quality is to identify problems with the data and fix them. We can list the dimensions of data quality, whether you subscribe to the 6, 20, or 120 dimension model. We can develop plans and metrics. We can implement inspection processes. But none of that explains why data quality exists. Data quality exists to ensure that organizations can trust their data sufficiently to be accountable for the decisions made with it. It characterizes the trustworthiness of data so that decision makers understand what conclusions they can accountably draw from it. What decisions can an organization responsibly make using the data, and with what level of confidence? The objective isn't high-quality data for its own sake, trusted data, or even fit for purpose. The objective is to be able to confidently stand behind your decisions. In other words, activities answer how, capabilities answer what, and responsibilities answer why. Each Dimbach wedge or knowledge area represents a responsibility that existed before AI and will continue to exist after AI. The responsibility exists whether the work is performed by a data engineer, a business analyst, an AI system, an automated process, or some combination of all of them. It remains necessary even when the technologies, processes, organization structures, and methods change. The underlying responsibility is invariant. If we stop looking at the Dimbach knowledge areas as collections of activities and instead ask what enduring responsibility each one serves, the picture changes. For document and content management, we preserve what the organization needs to remember. For data security, We protect information while enabling legitimate use. For metadata, we document meaning, context, and provenance. For data modeling and design, we represent the things the organization cares about and their relationships. For data integration and interoperability, we connect information across systems and contexts. For data warehousing and business intelligence, we reveal meaning and information. And in data quality, we assure the reliability of information used for decisions. Data storage and operations sustain the availability, reliability, and resilience of information. And for data architecture, we organize how information is created, managed, connected, and used across the enterprise. Just a couple more. For reference and master data, we agree on what things are and what they mean. And finally, for data governance, we ensure accountability for the information and what happens with it. That same process I described earlier for data quality can be applied to the others, and I won't go through all of them in detail here. Furthermore, I don't claim these are the final 11 responsibilities, or even that every responsibility maps neatly to a single DIMBOK knowledge area. The point is the change in perspective. In each case, we're transforming the organizing principle from activities to responsibilities. Instead of focusing on producing artifacts, we're identifying the obligations an organization has with respect to its information. Organizations need to know what their information means, where it came from, whether it can be trusted, who can use it, and how it relates to other information, because they're accountable for what they do with it. The particular activities used to accomplish these things may change, but the responsibilities do not. The question, then, isn't whether we need data quality or data architecture, metadata governance, or any of the other disciplines represented in the wheel. We do. The question is whether those disciplines and the activities and artifacts associated with them are still the right way to explain why they matter. Perhaps the future of information management isn't defined by the things we do with data, but by the responsibilities. Notice that the verbs describing the responsibilities are not all the same kind of verb. And they shouldn't be. Some describe an information action, like preserve, protect, document, model, connect, and reveal. Some describe a capability action, like assure, sustain, and organize. And still others describe an organizational obligation, like agree and ensure accountability. Not all 11 wedges represent the same conceptual kind of thing. The DIMBOK wheel organizes the information management profession around 11 domains of practice, but the organization itself doesn't experience 11 domains. It experiences a smaller number of enduring obligations that don't respect the boundaries of the wedges. Next time, I'll develop this idea further and propose a companion for the DIMBOK wheel that's organized around organizational obligations. And I can hear you thinking already, oh, not another one, and I don't blame you. I'd be thinking the same thing. I do think the same thing. It seems that a new framework or visualization or infographic is introduced every couple of days. But I'm not suggesting that the DIMBOK wheel be abandoned entirely. Quite the opposite. It's extraordinarily valuable for data professionals and will continue to be the foundation of our profession. The problem is, we haven't done a very good job explaining its value to anyone else, or at least not in a way that's been successful. We need to try something radically different. Perhaps this will be it. Stay tuned. This has been A Reservoir of Ideas with Mark Cooper. Thanks for listening.